WNTN Radio Boston, welcome back to Italieco, the only bilingual show hosted by Viviana Dragani. And today, my guest is music artist Miguel Rivera. Welcome.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm doing fine.
Great.
Blessed.
Great. So first up, tell us a bit about yourself. What first got you into music?
Just being around, like, my pops, he always listened to hip-hop, and he always listened to salsa music. My dad's Puerto Rican, and my mom's African-American, and my older brother, he used to listen to a lot of hip-hop, but he listened to more of Southern hip-hop. So I was always inspired by both, you know, up north hip-hop and Southern hip-hop as well. So that's what really got me, you know, musically inclined throughout the years, and dabbling in music in high school, you know. And really when I got out of school is when I started, you know, getting into the music, recording and writing music.
Got you. And were there any particular bands or artists you took inspiration from?
Oh yeah, of course. My favorite artist, that's rest in peace, Stack Bundles, is my favorite artist. He was from Far Rock, New York. You know, I like other artists like Busta Rhymes, 50 Cent, Eminem, Pusha T. Pusha T's from Virginia. He's not from my area of Virginia, but he's from Virginia. You know, Fat Joe, he's a Puerto Rican hip hop artist. Noriega, he's Puerto Rican and half black hip hop artist. Fab Davies, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Great. And how would you describe your musical style?
I mean, my musical style, I would say it's unique. It's me, you know. It's motivation music. It's feel good music, you know. It's music for the streets as well. It's you know, my style. It's something new, different. I don't sound like anyone out there. So when you hear my records, and then you find out who I am, you're gonna know, like, hey, that's the plug's grandson right there.
It's unique. It's unique. Perfect. And if you could collaborate with any living artist, who would it be?
Any living artist?
Mm-hmm. Or dead artist.
I mean, it's a couple. It's a couple, but I would definitely want to. I would definitely want to collab with, like, a Bad Bunny.
Okay.
For sure.
For sure. Thanks. And tell us about this new project, Yonosei. What is it about?
Well, Yonosei is basically a record that, you know, the people eventually are gonna see the grind that you put in over time. You know, never giving up, putting in that grind, never falling for, you know, never getting tricked out of your position and holding you and your peoples down. So the song is basically, you know, letting people know, like, hey, they want to know how you did it, how you made it happen. But all you tell them is, I don't know. I stayed who I am, you know, moved the right way, stayed consistent, had faith in it, took leaps of faith, took plenty of losses. You know, I don't know how I did it. I just keep working, keep moving, and that's what the song is basically about.
Thank you. And when did you write it? And where did you record it?
I wrote the song right before the pandemic. And I recorded it in my studio in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Shout out my engineer, Pete Twist. But yeah, I recorded the song there. I actually had shout out Alex Acosta. Shout out my boy Spanish Mike Dimelo. You know, shout out my pops too. I had to ask them about, you know, am I saying this right in Spanish? Because my Spanish is real. Is my Spanish is basuda. You know what I mean? It's not that good. So I had to make sure that things I was saying made sense and I sounded good saying it. You know what I mean? So put that together. When I ended up sending the song out, everyone was telling me, like, yo, this song is a hit, man. This is a hit. This is it. I ended up shooting a video in Malibu, California. I did a show in my hometown. It was sold out. Everyone was singing the song. And then I went up to Channel 9 News. They wanted me to come up there and perform. I performed it. And then the pandemic had came. So when the pandemic came, you know, I kind of didn't really get to push the record how it should have been pushed. So now, you know, we're pushing it, but I got a remix coming to it in September. I don't want to give out who I got on it, but who I got on the remix is a real big artist that everyone knows. And we're going to wait until, you know, late summer to really announce and drop the remix to it.
Got it. Thank you. And so about this new project, you know, say, what are your hopes for this?
Well, you know, I'm hoping we can get it out to the world, all over the world, and be able to travel to perform it. You know, I just want to take it everywhere. I want the people to hear the record. I want them to feel the record. I want them to see me perform the record, see the visual. When I do the remix, I want them to see that. You know, I just want to take it around the world and continue to keep making bangers. I got more records also. I got a new project out called Practice. Also another project called Valentoxic. I got a lot of good music, man. But this record, it should be taking me around the world here soon.
Awesome, awesome. And what can you tell us about your plans for the rest of 2023?
Well, I got another single coming called Que Lo Que, featuring Gordo Brega, Dominican hip-hop artist, Latin hip-hop artist from D.C. We're actually going to put that out here real soon for the summer. I got a project I'm getting ready to drop, just a quick little project to give out some more music. Probably have about 5 to 7 tracks on there. I Need Money music videos out right now. Make sure everybody go see that on my YouTube, Miguel Rivera. Just continue to work. Like I said, September, I got this big remix for You Know Say coming. Get some more bookings, get booked up this summer, get on some festivals. Also looking to partner with some fashion brands, or whoever got any brands they're trying to get out there and want me to, you know, want to work something out, they can hit my manager and we could work.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us today. And best of luck with your music.
Appreciate it.
This loud, we smoke on the El Cilantro. Butt naked up in the condo. Two cuties with me and I'm making their eyes roll. Ooh. You gotta make carne asada. If you want me to buy you designer. If not, I'm gonna call you mañana. You know, so I get a lot. I'm not a player, I crush a lot. Ya tu sabe, ain't anybody. And she calling me jefe, I got off in Pepe. You never could be about it. Never. When I'm in the party, I'ma give me a Barbie and Cardi. Never. Or Shakira, or J-Lo. Back shots in El Spejo.
Yo no sé. Why they hitting? Why they hitting? Why they ain't go out and get it mine? Yo no sé. They gon' ask me how I did it, told them. Yo no sé. You know I told them. Me no comprende. I made $100 on Wednesday. Me no comprende. I don't hit nothing but payday. Me no comprende. I spend it all on a Friday. Dame un beso. You know I did it my way.
I did it my way. I don't need none of you haters in my way. Oh. Mami, ya tú sabes. Si ves la policía, no conoce a nadie. Nah. El diablo me llamo, pero no contesta. Cause I know God got me. And you know we going up. We up. I don't see no one behind me. No. Only the world beside me. In fact, I love when you calling me poppy. Aye. Yeah, I be dealing with all of these girls, but just know you the one that got me.
Cause
you the one that got me. Yeah. Get through, I say, I'm getting money around my way. You know the sky be my highway. You know we got it the hard way.
Yo no sé.
I don't care what they say, I'ma do it my way. You ain't help me get to it, yo no sé. Put your hand out, you ain't been around one day. You ain't been around, no sé. Yo no sé.
Dame un beso,
you know I did it my way. Yo no sé, they gon' ask me how I did it. Told them, yo no sé, you know I told them. Ay, ay.
Damn,
we need to talk.
He trying to drown me, you ain't trying to talk, man. Talk about what?
You keep dreaming about them.
What, man? You in my dreams?
By yourself.
I can't even dream. I'm about to drown, man. Damn. I don't know what I'll be getting into, bro. Oh my god, man.